I've been remodeling stuff for like 2 or 3 years now. It's ridiculous. But I could have done it a long time ago, but I spent 10 years decoding this place, so I guess it was worth it to put off the hard job to face off with the holographic fractal truth. I faced off with the truth for 10 years and all that other stuff go downhill. It's kind of hard to balance the spiritual and the natural, but it can be done. I got a policeman who might pull me over in a second. I think I was speeding probably, not knowing it. Anyway, to balance the natural realm and the spirit realm, it's kind of tough. You can't do it in your own power, that's for sure. And I should have recognized that a long time ago, but I don't know why I missed that. I was trying to balance them in my own power.
In a quarter mile, turn left toward airport using the left lane.
It's impossible to really do anything without God and without really anything. Absolute fact. You're actually, think about all these weightlifters and all these people who are atheists.
Turn left toward airport.
All these people who are atheists, do they ever take the time to sit down and think, well, do I control what controls my own breathing? You know, do they not realize they don't even control their own breath? They don't control the blood pumping in their body, their nerves, all the different systems in the body, their digestive system, their eyesight, their ears. They don't control it. Do they not realize that God is in control? If God controls your body, if God controls the universe, holds it all together, if God controls the animals, he controls the seasons, then he also controls your boss, your employees, your job, your nation, he controls it all. He's in control of all of them. And to manage it all, I'm sure there's duties for angels and stuff that are holding a lot of stuff, the archons, the unseen realm. I'm noticing a few riders tonight, they say, be careful. I'm sitting here thinking, where's that coming from? There must be something on the news that they're hearing that I haven't heard or something. There's patterns that I can find. Like, one day a bunch of riders will say, be careful. And another day a bunch of riders will say something else. I can't think of it right now. But they'll all be saying the same thing. It's wild stuff. If you really want to grow spiritually, you're going to have to probably do some fasting to really grow. Now the problem when you start to do that and you get serious about spiritual growth, there's going to be people around you try to stop you. It could be a spouse, could be kids, could be parents, could be neighbors, it could be friends, it could be anybody. They don't even know that it's happening. You start to do a fast to understand the book of Ephesians, to understand the what's going on in this place and the matrix or whatever. When you start doing some fasting and prayer, you're going to be attacked, because the status quo is is what the system wants you to stay in. The devil wants you to stay in the status quo. If you rise above it, they attack you. If you go below it, they step on you. They persecute you if you rise above it. If you go below it, they step on you. And laugh at you and mock you and all that. If you try to break out of a box, any kind of box, you will be attacked and there will be resistance. That's why the Borg said resistance is futile. But you saw that the Enterprise always escaped the Borg, you know. They always escaped. But they say the same thing over and over, and they're all clones of each other. Resistance is futile. Resistance is futile. They all say the same thing. Uh-oh, something just hit my roof. Or my trunk. Or something. Resistance is futile. Had something hit my roof or my trunk or something. And I'm on the highway.
In 2 miles, take right exit. In 2 miles, take right exit. 212 beyond to I-73 north toward I-840 east.
That's interesting. Hope nobody got in the trunk. Be somebody in the trunk. When I was at the gas station, I don't think I locked my car. Resistance is futile. That's what the Borg says. The Borg hive mind. So if you break it down into its constituent parts, what you'll see is it's really simple. You got the sheep versus the goat. You got the flesh versus the spirit. You got truth versus lies. You got to repeat. The reason they want you to think that time is linear is because if you see
in a half mile, take right exit 212 beyond to I-73 north toward I-840 east using the right lane.
If you see past the linear time law and you see that every day is the same, then you'll be able to understand that every cycle, every day, is to move you to a next level spirituality. Next level spiritual mindset. But if you think in linear time, instead of every day's the same.
Take right exit 212 beyond to I-73 north toward I-840 east.
Think about it. Everything happening in Revelation is happening now. The 666, they're trying to put on people. But the deal is, the church is resisting it, right? But when the church is caught up, the culmination will kick in. So the fight, the Wile E. Coyote Roadrunner fight is happening all the time, every day, all the time. Right? Every moment of every day, even within your own body, the flesh versus the spirit. So when you're battling that, realize it's part of the game. Don't let it upset you. It is what it is. It's part of the game. You don't feel good, join the club. Everybody goes through that.
In a half mile, take right exit 104 onto West Friendly Avenue using the right lane.
I set a budget to make $400 a week on rideshare, And it looks like I'm only going to make 300 a week, 300 this week, which is fine. That's okay. But I could beat myself up, say, well, it's my fault. I didn't. Yeah, but sometimes your body just needs to rest, you know.
Take right exit 104 onto West Friendly Avenue, then keep right.
Sometimes you...
In a quarter mile, keep right toward West Friendly Avenue East using the right two lanes.
You think you should be Superman in a fallen world. That's just a lie. Your body's going to rebel against...
Keep right toward West Friendly Avenue East.
Workaholics, you know. If you're in workaholism, your body's going to fight against it, you know. You got to take a break. Curious to see what that noise was when I get to this destination here. I'm gonna get out and check it out.
In a quarter mile, turn left on King George Drive.
I noticed they worship people by naming their roads King George. We gotta remember King George. Who's King George? We don't even know. I don't even know who that is. How where does that even come from in this city? That doesn't even make sense. King George. I bet
turn you, left on King George Drive.
I bet you the person I pick up on King George Drive, I bet they don't even know where they were, know why that, who named it that. They don't even know. That last lady I picked up, she left a smell in the car. She was a waitress at the steakhouse. Terrible smell. Fix that here in a second. There's King George Court. There's Elizabethan Drive or something. So they're doing some kind of England. There's Gretchen Lane. They're doing some kind of English thing. Yeah.
In a quarter mile, turn right on Wakefield Drive.
Yeah, you're not. You're going to have to focus on one or the other. I mean, you can do both at the same time.
Turn right on Wakefield Drive, then pick up Sissy on the right.
To make some progress, you know, to grow in the spiritual versus the natural. You get stuff done in the natural. But you can do both if you just stay aware and stay awake, you know. That's the secret. But it's hard to do.
Pick up Sissy on the right.
Let me shut this down.